Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf. Nun Gimel. Pick up on Nun Beis Nun Beis Bada 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 Beis Bada Mishtar. Bada Mishtar. Mazda Father to finish the fourth parak. And I begin the fifth parak of Meseches Menachos. Like the Hilge Mishnah. Kol HaMenachos Bos Matzah. All the three Matzah. You're not allowed to have Chametz. Chutz me chametz shebetodu shtei lechem, except for the chametz found in the carbon toda, of the 40 loaves, 10 of them are chametz, and of the shtei halechem, that's brought in Shavuos, that is all chametz. Shembo's chametzos come from hametz. Ay, 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 chametz. Remeir omer, hasor bo de lehen mitochan umichamtson. How do you come along and actually make this into chametz? What they would do is the seor, which is sourdough, would be removed from within the menachos themselves, and then it's left to become chametz within it. It means to say, Rashi says, you take a small piece that's kneaded, you buried it in the remaining flour, like inside itself, it then ferments and it leavens the entire mixture. You know, I'll do it outside, the Gemara is going to talk about, because we're gezeirah, someone's going to take it from the outside and bring it somewhere, you know, bring it in, which is going to make it no good. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, af hi eino min ha-mufcher, even a mincha prepared like that would not be the best way, because it wouldn't become fully chametz. Rashi she'en ha-chametz yafe, v'she'en l'cha se'or mi-chometz yafe. You don't have like the removed stuff is not going to do it properly. It's too small amount of time, and therefore it wouldn't. It's not the best way to do it. Please, you say to do it. Elami base. That's not true. Elamavi SSR. You bring your own. Finosel and tochamidam. Put inside a kli, like an empty kli, and umamale samidan and fill the kli with flour. And this way, the dough is going to be fully leavened, but the total will not go more than what's necessary, which is what we're worried is going to happen. There's going to be too much. So against this goes against Rabbi Meir, where the sourdough might not become done well. You know, it's not going to become leavened to the optimal degree. This is going to be a situation which is fully fermented to the full extent. Amrulo. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, Afyesa Chasera Yisera. Even it, meaning the way you're doing it, is going to be either too much or too little, because it doesn't take up the same amount of this flour. It's going to start to, you're going to end up with the wrong amount that you have over there. And that is that if you use a bit of sourdough as part of the yisaron, you're going to have a situation that the mincha is going to have a smaller or larger amount than necessary. Right? The yisaron chiyuv for a mincha is the volume of flour that has to be used. If you add a piece of sourdough before the yisaron is measured, it's going to distort this measurement. And if the sourdough originally contained just a little water, it's going to actually be denser, it's going to be thicker, and have a smaller volume than its original volume of dry flour. And therefore, filling the thing on top is going to result in somewhat more than the yisaron of flour. But the same amount, the other side is, though, if a large amount of water was used, then it's going to take up more space than original volume, and you're going to have a measurement will be short of a real yisaron. So Yehuda says that the shechiyah of the yisaron doesn't refer to the measure of flour, but the contents of the kli at the time the measurement is made, and therefore there's no question of the sourdough that's going to mess up the measurement, because whatever the yisaron kli will hold is the proper amount. Says Gemara Bar Yehuda Rav Freida Rabbi Ami Minayin Lechol HaMenachos Shein Bos Matzah. From where do we find that all the menachos are brought as matzah? How do we know the menachos have to be made out of matzah? Minala, and where do we know? What do you mean? The ksivba, it says straight up. Ksivba. No, so what do you mean that it says Rashi? Osa mincha shekasu ba matzah kegon minchas ma'afeh. U minchas machvas harei ksivba u delo ksiva asa mihai kra. We're going to see in the Gemara, it says ksivba. By mincha, it says it straight up. So it says, "No, the ksivba." It says straight up. We don't need another makor for that. The lo ksivba, but let's see, it doesn't write it by ksivba. We have the pasuk which still says it, because it says by all the menachos that they have to be matzah. Beep, turn the page. Chaf gimel amara. Shem Yisar. Non gimel amav. Zos tors hamincha hakri v'sab b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem al pesach p'nei mizbeach. V'anu says to many yochlu. Aaron, one of matzos te ochel. Right, this pasuk is talking about all menachos. So straight up, they have to be matzah. So why are you looking for another? What are you looking for? You know, you have that. I'm not asking a source that you know, that has to be done. I want to know, is there a source that says that it's not going to be good, even b'di'evid? I'm a leila. Akiv namik sivis is straight up. Lo se'afech chametz elamatza. It should not be made chametz, which means mashma. It's got to be made out of matzah, which means it's even leikuva. Maskev Rav Chista ve'em. Someone can say that the pasuk is mashma. Lo se'afech chametz ela se'ar. It shouldn't be made as chametz, but it can be made as se'ar, which means a type of leavened, but not completely. It says the Gemara, se'ar daman. Who's se'ar? Is Rav Chista talking about? Seir deman. Whose seir is he talking about? Eid Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, if he's referring to the seir of Rabbi Meir, the dough that turned pale, but he's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, matzah ma'aliyahi, then the dough which he's speaking of is full-fledged matzah, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, dough that is paled has not become leavened at all, it's still matzah. So as we're going to say seir, so when he says seir, this couldn't have been what he meant. Either Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and if it's Rav Chisda talking about the seir of Rabbi Yehuda, dough that developed cracks. But it's from Rabbi Meir, thus it can't be because chametz value, because then it's straight up chametz. Because him, dough that it developed cracked, that it became chametz. Either Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, if you want to say Rabbi Chisda talking about the seir of Rabbi Meir, the dough that paled, and it's following Rabbi Meir, can't be midalaki alei chametzu. But since Rabbi Meir rules that one who gets malchus for eating such dough in Pesach, Rabbi Meir must say that it's considered straight up chametz. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chisda is referring to the seir of Rabbi Yehuda, and he's following Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that seir is neither chametz nor matzah. And that's what Rabbi Chisda is asking. Maybe the pasuk quoted by Avami, which is going to invalidate chametz, doesn't imply that only matzah is okay, but rather seir, which is neither chametz nor matzah, is going to be good also. Maskev Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the aim of one can also say means lo sefer chametz ela cholot, but it can be scalded in boiling water, which is a type of form of doing something to the bread, to the dough as well. Cholot ma'inin. Now, what is that? What do you mean? Revicha. It's like revicha, which is a doraisa type of thing for some of the menachos. They would do chavita. Says Rashi. They would do revicha. Says Rashi. But ma'in roshin with boiling water. Kedamrina b'toris kohen and gabe chavitin morbeches malamed shenase b'roshin kol tzarkan v'hu cholot. Now, if we're talking about a mincha, that there's a daraisa of revicha, then, like we said, michas chavitin, michas chinuch, ksiba revicha, then it says straight up with it. And the pasuk, it shall not be baked in chametz, is not necessary in reference to that. And if we're talking about a regular mincha, where there's no revicha, then revicha is not written by it, and it shouldn't be brought through with that. The Amos says Gemara, Dichsev ba revicha mitzah b'revicha, the loksev ba revicha. Let's say no, by mincha revicha is straight up, it's a mitzah revicha. The loksev ba revicha, it doesn't say it. Ibai revicha laisi, if he wants, he can bring it. Like through revicha. Ibai matzah laisi, if he wants, he can bring it as matzah, which didn't have revicha. Okay, now even not. So that's, again, these are, we're up to two so far. Objections to Rav Ami's, you know, mashmos. Mask of Ravina. Ravina comes and gives another one. Ve'ema, we could say that when it says lo se'af v'chametz, lamekam gavra b'lav ba'alma. It's just coming to tell you going to be over a lav. Ifsu lo mifsal, but it's actually going to be mafsalit, which is why, maybe why we need this pasuk over here. So now, eliminolin. So where do we know that it's actually going to be a problem, even liikuva? Can you tell me the Tanabraisa? Matzah. It says matzah. Yochel matzah. You would have thought that it's only matzah. And that it's, I'm sorry. Matzah. Yochel mitzah. You think it's just a mitzah, but not liikuva. Tamalomer tihiyah. Because of kavod lechova. Whenever the lashon tihiyah, it's like bahavaya. It's got to be as it said. So it's also liikuva. Okay, another question. How do we know that they're kneaded with lukewarm water? And why you have to guard them that they don't become chametz? Let's learn from Pesach, which it says, at the chiyuv of that dough that's got to be guarded. Got to guard the matzos. Amalei begufa ksiv matzatia. You don't need to learn the sad the schia from Pesach because it says specifically by the mincha matzah it shall be. Hachayeha means to say, keep it as it is. Rashi says, klomer, hachshirenav ushmara. Hachshirena ushmara, right, vishamra, and guard it. Ay vaha, afikte la'akev, but this pasuk already was used to make matzah le'ikuva. So how can you bring it as another din? Im kein, that's really true. L'chlev zekrom matzahi. My tihiyeh, shamas meditati. We learn both the name from here. Amar le, Rabbanu Rav Peida, the Rabbanan said to Rav Peida, Rabbi Ezra bar Brei, the Rabbi Avtolus of Ezra, the grandson of Rav Avtolus, the who asiri le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was 10th generation from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the who asiri le Ezra, 10th generation from Ezra, koi abava, he was standing at the door. Amar Sabrei said, my kulei, what's like, why are you telling me all of his lineage here, right? Rashi says, the kumayach sasole, like, why are you telling me all this? Ibar orion hu yoi, if he's, you know, if he's a Talmud Chacham, Rashi says, in bentoru, harihogun, then it's great. Right? What do I care, like, who he's coming from over here? Like, I could just, let's talk about him himself. And ibar orion ubar avoyon yoi, if he's a Talmud Chacham, and he also has good yichos, right? Okay, so then okay, I get we praise him, but not more than, you know, someone coming from a regular type of mishpucha. But let's say he has good yichus, but he's not a chacham, then isha techle, fire, isha techle, fire should consume him. Yeah, pretty intense. Related said to him, bar oyanun, here is tamil chacham. Amalusa, he says, Layovalesi, so bring him in. Chazi dahave achira daite. When Rav Ezra came in, Rav Ezra saw that he was not, Rashi says, Chazi, Rav Preda, Rav Ezra, Shayot Sa'or. He saw that he wasn't settled. Pasuf Amar, so he started by saying, well, he made him feel good. Amart la Hashem. Okay, I'm going to read this whole pasuk here. Pasuk in Tehillim. Amart la Hashem, Hashem ata tovasi bal alecha. You have said to God, you are my master, my gratitude is not to you. Pasuk in Tehillim. Yeah, we got to explain what this means. It means that David is saying to his neshama, you said to God, you are my master, my good is not for you. And we recognize Hashem as master. How can David say that? He doesn't owe God any good. So the Mefarshim say that, explain that, what does it mean, tovasi balalecha, that the good I receive is not on you, means to provide. David is saying that he does not deserve the blessings Hashem has given upon him. And Rav Peida explains it as follows. Amarta l'Hashem, Hashem, ato tovasi balalecha, amar kenes itself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yedin said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. Ribono shalom. Hachzik li tova shodoticha b'olam. Master of the world. Show me gratitude. I made you known in the world. Rosh Hashani b'yachid shimcha b'olam. Amar la, Hashem said back, tovasi balalecha. My gratitude is not to you. That is, this is Hashem speaking back. Eini machzik tova ela l'avim tzik v'yakov. It's only happens in Yaakov. Shodiuni tchil b'olam. They're the first ones to make me known in the world. Shenemar l'kadoshim asher ba'aretz heima v'adirei kol cheftzei bam. Like Pasuk says in the next Pasuk. It says, to the holy ones who are in the earth and the mighty ones, all my desire is in them. Rashi says, Dahani trei kroi desmicha adadi v'kutcha brichu arminu zekaj baruchu, speaking over here. Okay, when the Rav Ezra heard this, came in the Shammai, the Kamer Adir, he saw the word Adir was being used. Rashi says, this is Rav Ezra, Rabbi Ezra, the Rabbi Preda, the Kamer Adir, Kochav Sebam, Niskar Agadah Shal Adir. He remembered, like in Agadah, about the word Adir. Pasuf Amar, he himself spoke up and he started to say the following. Yavo Adir, V'yipara l'adirim, me'adirim ba'adirim. Let the mighty one come and exact retribution on behalf of the mighty, from the mighty, in the mighty. What does that all mean? As we're going to see right now, what it means is let Hashem come, that's the mighty one, and get exact retribution on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, which are the mighty ones, from the Egyptians who are mighty, in the waters of the sea, which are the mighty.
Yava Adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosef Adir Adir Bamarom Hashem. You, Hashem, are the mighty on high. You, mighty on high, Hashem. V'yipar l'adir me'li yisrael t'v'nei sosin amir v'adir kol chafsi bam. The mighty one, all my desire is in them. Me'adir me'li mitzriyim. Echsev tzalu l'kafers v'mayim v'adirim. The mighty ones sink like lead in the waters by adir me'li mayim. Sh'anam ha'mikolos mayim rabi v'adirim. Mishpireyam. Louder than the roars of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea. Yavo yedid ben yedid, v'yevne yedid li didi, b'chelkel shel yedid, v'yeschapu bo yedidim. Let a beloved, the descendant of a beloved, come and build a beloved for a beloved, and the portion of a beloved, and those who are beloved who receive atonement in it. Yavo yedid z'shloma melech, t'chseh v'yishlach b'yad nosan anavi v'yikar shemo yedidya b'avor Hashem. That is talking about Shlomo HaMelech. Where is he called that? It says, and Hashem sent through Nasan HaNavi and called Shlomo's name Yedidya, the beloved of Hashem, because of Hashem's love for Shlomo HaMelech. Beep, turn the page. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Ben Yedid, Ben Avraham Avinu. Dichsev me lididi bi beisi. What is my beloved doing in my temple? V'yivne Yedid, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. And build a beloved, talking about the Beis HaMikdash, to say, Ma yedidos mishkinosecha, Ma yedidos menuchaseicha, Shabbos. But so it's Ma yedidos mishkinosecha, which is, what, however beloved are your dwelling, lididis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'chziv ha-shir, na lididi. I will sing now on behalf of my beloved. Bechagel she yedid, ze ben yamin, she never le ben yamin, amar yedid, Hashem yishkon levetach alav, le ben yamin, amar. Like the pasuk says of ben yamin, Moshe said, the beloved of Hashem shall dwell securely upon him. V'yischapu bo yedidim, eli yisrael, d'chsev nesati es yedidus nafshi, b'kafo yiveh. I place my soul's beloved in the palm of her enemies. And Rav Zena gives a third shtickle over here. Yavo tov v'yikabel tov mitov l'tovim. Yavo tov zeboshe. Dechsev atero zu ki tovu. V'yikabel tov zu Torah. Dechsev ki lekach tov nesati lachem. Mitov zekarish bochel. Dechsev tov Hashem lakol. L'tovim elu Yisrael. Dechsev heitiva Hashem l'tovim. Do good Hashem to those that are good. So let Moshe come, receive the Torah from the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the Bnei Yisrael. And another one, Yavol Zeh v'kabel Zos mizeh la'amzu. Yavol Zeh, Zeh Moshe Rabbeinu, L'chsev ki Zeh Moshe Ha'ish, v'kabel Zos Zoh HaTorah. L'chsev v'zos HaTorah, Sheres HaMoshe, mizeh Zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu, L'chsev Zeh Kidur Anveil, la'amzu Eli Yisrael, Shenemer Amzu Kornisa. So let Moshe come accept the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Bnei Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. We said when it says, Met lididi bibesi, what is my beloved doing in my temple? It's talking about Avram Avinu. Pasuk is found in Jeremiah. B'shah shachar Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. B'shah shachar Beis HaMikdash. At the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Matzo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem found La'avram Shai Omri Beis HaMikdash. Saw him standing in the Beis HaMikdash, which is pretty wild. Oh my love, so Hashem says to him, Meili didi b'beisi, what's my beloved doing in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar lo, al iske ben banai b'asekim, for my children. Amar lo, b'necha chatu v'galu, listen, they sin, they're going to exile. Amar lo, shema b'shogeg chatu, maybe they did a b'shogeg. Amar lo, asosa mezima, hamezimasa, he says, it was deliberate. No, sorry, they actually thought it through. Rashi is called a meisim b'meizir v'kavana. Amar lo, shema miyotun chatu. Maybe it's just the miyot that did it. Amar lo, a rabbim. No, it's a rabbim. Hayu lo liskar brismila. Aram said, but you should remember that. What about the brismila? Protect them because of the brismila that they gave, that they all did. Amar lo, b'sar kodesh yavu me'olayach. Hashem said, while the sacred flesh is passed away from you, they removed it. Says Rashi, "Shavir me'alei mila." Sorry, I'm a little shema imim tanta lehem ayu chozim etshuva. But maybe if you're going to wait a little bit, they're going to do tshuva. Amelo kira sechi az talozi. When you do evil, then you rejoice. What does that mean? Rashi says b'shas alitzusam. Machzikin yoser b'rasam v'lo chozer b'hem. They're using their time. What are they doing? It's opportunities to go deeper into bad thing and not to do tshuva. Miyani niach yado al roshov ha'yotzoi gebocha. Avram immediately put his hands on his head and he cried out and he wept. V'omer lo, shema chas v'shalom elim takano. Maybe there's nothing that can save them. Like, what's going on? Everything I tried, you're knocking everything out. It's done. Yotza basko v'omer lo, zayis ra'anan yefei pritar kar Hashem shemech. Hashem came and he said, Hashem has called your name a leafy olive tree, beautiful with shapely fruit. Mazayizu acharisa basofo, just as the olive tree, its end is, it's like its purpose is fulfilled at its end. Avisrael acharisa basofo, and so to B'nai Yisrael, the destiny is fulfilled at their end. An olive tree doesn't bear fruit until it's long after it's been planted, but later on it bears a lot of fruit. That's one pshat that's going on over here. Says Rashi, "Shenot to achshav eino toin adzman god of achkach toin peres harbet." L'shtachrin another it says, "Shein mizbashem at maat kashari lano selu b'sofu kulan yachad." That the fruit of an olive tree don't ripen some now, some later, like other fruits, but they all ripen together at the end of the season. Af Yisrael achrisam b'sofan. That what's going to be the end of B'nai Yisrael is going to work out in times of Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come with the Yidden, Berzochet, his arrival through the Tshuva and Meisim Tovim. If they don't do it by themselves, Hashem is going to force them to do Tshuva by appointing a king over them whose decrees are as harsh as Haman. No other option, they're going to come to realize that their only hope relies in Avinu Shava Shamayim, that they have to do Tshuva, they have to repent. You know, to be zochet to the salvation. So Hashem is saying to Avraham Avinu that the Yidden will eventually do tshuva, if only to get out of being destroyed, and then they're going to be redeemed by Mashiach. Okay. Lekol hamula gedola hitzis eshalev v'ro deliosav. Amid the sound of a great commotion, he has set fire to it, and its branches were broken. Amar Avchina bar Papa. Chinurakam explains what does this mean? Lekol milei and shamaraglim. What is this talking about? Lekol milei and shamaraglim nisro au dilio sehen shel Yisrael. At the sound of the spies' words, the branches of Israel were broken. Right, this is talking about the spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent in to the maraglim. And so to call me Nishbar Gaon Uzam, the strength is broken down. It was a hysteria that happened. Hashem found the people unworthy to enter Israel, and they had to go into the desert for 40 years, which is, oh my goodness, so crazy. Papa, Davar Gadol the spy spoke a terrible thing at that moment. Ki chazak humi menu, for it is stronger than us. Hi, al tikre mimenu. Don't say from us mimenu. Al tikre mimenu. Ella mimenu. Rather, read as it's too strong. Stronger than he. Kviyachal shafil balabais in yachalotzi kelev misham. It's as if we're saying that the balabais, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu, can't take his kelim outside of there. Maskif la Rabbi Chiya bar Chanina Haile Kol Hamula Gedola. According to the way you're explaining it, that pasuk amid the sound of a great commotion, La Kol Mila Mibayale. It should have been written according to the sound of a great word. Ella, what does it mean? Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu Avram. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Kolcha Shemati V'Chamalti Aleim. I've heard your voice. I'm going to take rachamim on them. That's the lashon of hamula is like chemla. Hey and ches are interchangeable. Ani amarti yishtabdu ba'arba melchios. When they did the wrong thing, I said they're going to be enslaved by four kingdoms. Kolachas vachas kashir arba melchios. Each one the duration of the four melchios. Hashta, but now Hashtag, but now that you came to the aid of the Yidden, kol chada v'chada, my depasik la, each one will dominate them only for the time that was set for it. The time was set for it by the bris bein habesarim. Vika da amri, and some say a different response. Ani amarti b'zeh chazeh. When they sin, they behave, they behaved. I said that they're going to be hit one after the other. Achshav basachas, now that you fought them and hit them at the same time. It was going to be all four kings are going to dominate the Yidden at the same time. Each kingdom would control a part of the Jewish people. Some may rule by Bavel, some by Greece, some by, you know, Madai Pras, and some by Rome. And but now it's going to all happen. It's going to happen. Well, Zechazem, and that's going to happen all at the same time. That's a better thing. Yayam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Laman Nimshal Yisrael L'Zayis, why are you compared to an olive tree? Laman L'Chatatayim, Ma'az Zayis, L'Chatayim, She'e Ein Alav, No Shem, Lo Bimos, Hacham, Lo Bimos, Hacham, its leaves don't fall in the summer or the winter, Af Yisrael, so too, Ein Lahem, B'Teila, Olamis, Lo B'Olam, B'Zeb, Lo B'Olam, they're never going to be batel, not in this world, and not in the next world. Netzach Yisrael, Lo Lo Yishaker, Ki Manu Kel, Vam Rabbi Yochan, Laman Nimshal Yisrael L'Zayis, why are you compared to an olive tree? He said, that the oil doesn't come out unless it's crushed. Af Yisrael, and they'll actually change their ways unless they go through some intense Yisurim. We got to realize, my friends, Vein Lanu Amili Yisurim, Ela 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 Vino, Ermeh Omer. Hasaor Bodelahem Mitochel Machemitza, and he removes the sourdough from the Toda, from the Shtei Lechem within them, and he leavens them. Right, this brings us back to the next part of the Mishnah. And then removes this back. No, that's not the ideal way of doing it. Instead, what you should do is you bring the sourdough from an external source, put it into the kli, and then you fill it up. And they said back, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, but even that's going to be a bit too little or too much. My chesero, you say, what does that mean? I'm Rav Chista, isas asor avav. The cake of the sourdough is thick, right? It's kneaded with a little water, and this is yisar midas yisar, and that's going to end up happening that the yisar measure is going to be excessive. It's too much. Rock, it ends up being loose. It's with a lot of water. If it's chesero, it's going to be lacking the amount they need. Sof, ki kail. It's perfectly gemar. But at the end of the day, when he measures out the flour together with the sourdough, the measuring cup, the yisar and kail, he's measuring into the yisar and kli, which is going to be exactly Saron, which is what we need. What's the problem over here? Rabbi Yosef, David Tavaro, L'kamo Shehin, Oysam Misharin, and we assess the contents of the measuring kli as they had been before any water is added. Therefore, the addition of sourdough that is too dense or too loose is going to distort that measurement that's necessary. In fact, the Gemara, after measuring out and he's sown the flour, let him take a bit of the flour from it and leaven it externally, right? Then put a little bit of the measured flour and knead it. Put the dough in a warm area and bury it with other dough that's already been leavened. That's going to cause the dough needed to rapidly get to a point of it become sourdough. Back in the Gemara, v'leis even a shilvah day, and then bring this leavened bit of dough and knead it together with the remaining flour. Why is this not said by the Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara, gzera, dilma asi lai suyim alma. We're worried it's gzera, you can't do this. Like we start off in the beginning of the daf saying we're going to get to this. We're worried that people are going to mistakenly come to bring sourdough from other places and add it to flour of a mincha that was already measured, and it's going to increase the measure of the mincha, and it's going to be no good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish all you all a great, great day.